With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump's border czar announcing a sharp reduction of federal immigration agents in Minnesota.
After weeks of turmoil in Minneapolis, marked by fatal shootings and protests, 700 immigration enforcement officers are being withdrawn immediately. That's about one quarter of the federal agents deployed around the state. Border Czar Tom Homan said the shift is the result of state and local officials agreeing to cooperate by turning over arrested immigrants.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. Iran's foreign minister confirming that Tehran and Washington will hold talks in Amman Friday. In the meantime, President Trump sending out a blunt warning to the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, saying the Iranian leader should be very very worried. Secretary of State Marco Rubio cautions about expectations as three-way talks aimed at ending the Russian-Ukraine war continue.
I don't want to say talks alone are progress, but it's good that there's engagement going on. I would also caution everyone that on things like this, because there's a lot of sensitivities involved in it, progress is probably not going to be known, even via leaks, until we really have a breakthrough.
And one bright spot.
The good news is that for the first time in a very long time, we have technical military teams from both Ukraine and Russia meeting in a forum that we'll also be involved with, and our experts, Steve Woodcoff and Jared Kushner, will also be attending for part of that, and we think that's important.
Around the country, renters facing high costs turning to Rent Now, Pay Later services like Flex and Affirm. Services let renters split rent payments, which they say will help them manage cash flow. However, consumer advocates warn the products often act like short-term loans with very high fees, sometimes leading to triple-digit interest rates. This is SRN News. Legal experts analyze a big jury award in the Big Apple.
A 22-year-old woman who underwent a sex change operation when she was a child has won $2 million in damages. She now regrets the surgery, and a jury agreed with her that her psychiatrist and her surgeon should not have helped her undergo the procedure. Experts say this decision could throw a chill into the entire transgender industry, which has proven very lucrative for both doctors and hospitals. Similar lawsuits are pending. Michael Harrington reporting.
Florida will not embrace pot, a proposed amendment to the state's constitution that would have allowed recreational marijuana use for adults failed to qualify for the 2026 ballot. A spokesman for Smart and Safe Florida, the group behind the marijuana amendment, had predicted they would have nearly 900,000 signatures needed for all the petitions processed, but they fell some 100,000 short. This is SRN News. President Trump is demanding a $1 billion payment from Harvard University to end a prolonged standoff, an amount that doubles a previously sought figure. Meanwhile, both sides appear further from reaching a deal over the issue of anti-Semitism. We have the latest on this growing story now from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Last June, Trump said a deal was just days away and that Harvard had acted extremely appropriately. Trump later said an agreement was being finalized that would require Harvard to put $500 million towards the creation of a series of trade schools rather than a payment to the government. Now, after the New York Times reported that Trump had dropped his demand for a financial payment, Trump says the university must pay the government directly as part of any deal, something Harvard has opposed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at srnnews.com.